You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, the prophet Isaiah gets it pretty right here. He's right on the money. And that's why we use him during Advent and the Christmas season. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And the yoke that burdened the people, the pole that's on their shoulder, the whip that was used to whip them will be destroyed. And that is the good news, and that's what we celebrate today. Because we do walk in darkness sometimes. Let's face it, we don't know what's going on. And sometimes it's just because we're just generally confused. Or sometimes it's because we are kind of walking in darkness because of some of the not right choices that we make. And we know we're doing wrong. And we walk in this darkness when we do wrong, our own sinfulness. And we've all experienced sin that has been committed to us, where we have felt this kind of heavy yoke of what people have done to us, what people have said about us, and the kind of the rod that has beat us when other people have acted sinfully against us. So yes, we experience and have experienced all of this. And so today, the Christmas message is, the people who've walked in darkness, that's us. The people that have yokes on them that are burdened, the pole on their shoulder, that's us. We have suddenly seen a great light, and that's what we celebrate. The great light that appeared to the shepherds who got it, who realized what was going on, and who were smart enough to go to the stable and find, this is our salvation. And today we celebrate Jesus coming into our life. Which is good. However, there is a however, always a however. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That's true. But let's face it. When you turn on the light, and let me use the analogy of waking up in the morning. Or if you've been, I think most of us have experienced this, where we've been asleep and somebody needs to tell us something, you know, something important. They run into our room and turn on the light. Wake up! Now, you know, that light is pretty bright. So what's going on? We're all confused when that happens. It's like, oh my goodness, turn that down. We say, turn the light off. I don't want it. What's going on? And sometimes we get that same experience because when the light has come, Jesus has come, we now are in the light. Now, I don't like darkness. I'm kind of scared. I'm a big scaredy cat of dark. So you don't want to throw me in the woods at nighttime. I'll just never be one of those survival people. Forget it. And so I don't like the darkness. So I'm not a bad person. And neither of you. Because if you're a bad person, you know what? You wouldn't be sitting in here right now. So none of us are bad people. However, if it's too bright, it's like, I don't know about that either. So I run to the shade. I'm kind of shady. I prefer the shade. I don't like the dark, and the light gets a little intense too. So you'll find me under the tree somewhere, trying to hide from the light, scared of the dark, but hiding from the light. Light's too bright too. Why is the light too bright? It's because when I walk out into the light, part of me is exposed. So I'm not an evil person. However, I do like to talk about people, and I'll talk about you. I do like to gossip about people, and I'll gossip. Probably tell some lies every once in a while. Probably say some things I shouldn't say every once in a while. Do some things I shouldn't do every once in a while. I'm in the shade, not in the dark. but not in the light. I like to put heavy burdens on people. Prophet Isaiah says the yoke that burdened the people has been broken. Well, that's good as long as it's my burden. But when I'm in the shade, I can talk about people and say, well, they should be doing this, they should be doing that, they don't know what they're doing. And, oh my gosh, I have an opinion about everything and everybody. I will put a yoke of burden on people. Why aren't you doing this? Throw guilt. Why aren't you doing that? If you were really good at what you did, you would do this. We all have an opinion about everybody and everything. And I have no problem putting the burden on the other when I'm in the shade. Today, we celebrate something that is great. It is Jesus coming to us and saying, I will lighten you up. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. I dwell in the land of gloom, but Jesus says there is a better way. Today, the coming of Jesus in our own life, we are now challenged to be better people. So today, for this Christmas season, for this Christmas day, and maybe try for the rest of the year, what do we need to do? We need to lighten up. Just as the readings have said, it's all about the light. We've got to walk out of our shadow. We have to put away our sinfulness. And today, let our lives reflect the light of Christ. Let people see in our words and actions the light that is to come, and the light that is always here, and the light that was within us. We invite Jesus into our lives, and we lighten up. And when we lighten up, we act as a guide for other people, and we can start taking the burden off as well. For when we lighten up with Christ, that means that we lighten up the load of other people. We're not putting stuff on people. Instead, we're saying, let me help you take this off. So just as Jesus has come into the world to save us and to lighten us up and to do everything he can to save us, we in turn now are his disciples. And today, let us walk out of the shadows. Let us be the light of Christ to others, that we may lighten the load of others as well.